wife and I have a perfect understanding, friends. I don't try to run her life, and I don't try to run mine.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever failed at something? Welcome to the club. Everyone is a card-carrying member. Some of us just attend more meetings, don't we? I'm a Gold Star Executive First Class member. I have failed assignments, failed exams, IQ tests. I have failed my wife, my boss, my dog. I've been cut from sports teams and chess clubs and support groups and guest lists. I've fallen, stumbled, tripped, dropped barbells upon my nose, and scored a championship goal into my own net. Failure can steal your joy, can't it? It's so nice to know we're in good company. Isaac Newton, one of the most influential scientists of all time, was considered, quote, unpromising in school. Steven Spielberg's films have sold more than $12 billion worth at the box office, but he was denied entrance into traditional film schools. Thomas Edison had a teacher tell him he was too stupid, quote, to learn anything. The Beatles were rejected by Decca Records, who said they had no future in show business. Henry Ford failed at three businesses before finally succeeding with the Ford Motor Company at age 53. If you can find a truly successful person who has never failed, I will eat my toupee, my friends. A reporter approached a well-known pro golfer and asked, "Sir, what is the secret of your success?" "Two words," said the golfer. "Good shots." "And what's the secret to making good shots?" asked the reporter. "One word," said the golfer. "Experience." "And how do you get experience?" continued the reporter. "Two words," said the golfer. "And what are they?" "Bad shots." It's so true, isn't it? There's a guy who won't let failure ruin his day. Failure cannot be avoided. We all deal with it. But how do we deal with it well? Can failure be turned into something good, like so many of the bad things in our lives? If failure has stolen your joy today, remember that it can be the back door to success. Here's something that's helped me. Learn from failure, but don't focus on it. When we fail, we learn compassion for the failures of others. And if you've done it wrong, you now know one more way not to do it. Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, experienced countless failed inventions. He said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." It is impossible to improve without learning from failure. But we tend to focus on it, don't we? To obsess over failure. Focus on failure and you'll never risk anything. Keep your eyes set on what you want to achieve, not how you've failed to achieve it. Dust yourself off and try again. Success, said Winston Churchill, is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. If I had never failed, I might not have learned what I was bad at, where my gifts lie, or how to ask forgiveness. I might not have found out who my friends are, or how to be better prepared. I might not have learned so quickly how to shift my priorities to things that matter, to be silent more often, to cut others some slack. I might not have learned the power of a soft answer, or the power of prayer. If I had never failed, I suppose I wouldn't have met the one whose love never fails. Hebrews 5 tells us that Jesus was perfect. Through our failures, we learn to lean on His perfection. The past has been wiped away, and God promises to bring something good even out of our mistakes. Which reminds me that I offered to eat my toupee if you could tell me someone who has never failed. And I guess we've found that someone, haven't we? So let's get at it. How do you eat one of these things? Do you deep fry them? Do you broil them? Do you boil them? Do you barbecue them? With ketchup, mustard, mayo? What do you put on them? Pickles? Onions? What? Tomatoes?
Phil, I wanted to let you know that your obedience has been used to touch our lives. So please continue to do the great work that you are doing on Laugh Again. That's just one of the many stories we receive each month from people whose lives have been impacted by this ministry. It's amazing to hear what God is doing, and we'd love to hear from you too. Email your story to info@laughagain.ca or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.